What do Mad Magazine, McDonald's, Australia, and Bill Shatner have in common? Well, they were all crammed into that last sentence of mine. But that's not enough, is it? Nope, they're all karmically bound up with quirky songs.
Enter the store, first you holler, then you
pick. Quirky songs, that's my two cents this week. I'm John Waugh.
Dessert with custard, mix this.
All opinions expressed here are mine, not those of KLOI or parent organization GIVE. How can an organization be a parent anyway? Did it give birth, or was KLOI adopted? And how much will it cost to send KLOI to college? You can tell I'm in a peculiar mood today, but that's what quirky songs are all about. According to dictionary.com, quirky means far out, kinky, offbeat. Far out, that's what I'm talking about.
There's an old Australian stockman lying.
Dictionary.com also says a quirk is a lengthwise groove on a molding between the convex upper part and the soffit, but we won't go there right now.
Watch me wallaby.
Many quirky songs come from our youth. This song, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport by Rolf Harris, was from my youth.
Watch me wallabies feed all together now, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport.
It remains a popular children's song even today. Shortly after its U.S. release, Kangaroo hit number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 list in 1963, and it's been re-recorded in several variants since. Verse 4 of the original, but missing in this version, was distinctly racist. Let me abos go loose, Lou. Let me abos go loose. They're of no further use, Lou, so let me abos go loose.
Jack, take me koala back.
As a kid, I thought he was singing Ebbets, which I assumed was some kind of Australian animal that I hadn't heard of. Actually, Abos refers to the original people of Australia, the Aborigines, who got shafted like the original people of many lands.
Mind me platypus duck, Bill.
They were displaced, disenfranchised, enslaved, imprisoned, and often killed without thought. Sound familiar? Aborigines were virtual slaves in Australia, in some places until, shockingly, 1972. In the song, they were equated with animals.
Tie me kangaroo down, tan me hard when I'm dead.
Harris later expressed regret for that verse, and it's been taken out of modern renderings. Another not-so-PC song from my youth was this one.
Doja.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
She got a nose job.
Mad Magazine's She Got a Nose Job was distributed as a thin square vinyl record insert in the magazine.
She got a nose job, and now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Some of their other titles were She Lets Me Watch Her Mom and Pop Fight, and with sound effects easy to imagine, It's a Gas.
But now she's never left alone since she had her snuggly bed.
Many of their records were recorded backwards. You put the needle in the center of the vinyl and it moved outward as the song played. Not all quirky songs were racist or gross.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
The prima donna of quirky songs was Tiny Tim. Though he can sing in a normal voice, it was the falsetto tiptoe through the tulips. Sung on the TV show Laugh-In in 1969, that put him on the fast track to fame. Tiny Tim was more versatile than most gave him credit for, however. Here he is singing I Got You Babe as a duet with himself, one part falsetto and the other baritone.
So put your little hand in my heart. There ain't no hill or mountain we can climb. Oh, babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The only protest rally I went to in college was when NBC decided to take Star Trek off the air. Okay, I guess that does date me.
Amen.
past the time there ain't my...
Shatner was a pretty cool dude as captain of the Starship Enterprise.
And there is no place I'm going.
So I think he took everyone by surprise when he came out with his rendition of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man, sung here first by Bob himself.
In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
And now by Bill.
In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Mr. Tambourine Man,
Mr. Tambourine Man,
hey, Mr. Tambourine Man,
hey,
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Talk about quirky. More recently, we heard the King of Quirk on the American Idol tryouts in 2003-2004.
Yeah, baby. Cheap bass! Cheap bass!
That, of course, was William Hung playing fast and loose with Ricky Martin's She Bangs.
She loves like a flower, but she stings like a bee. Like every girl.
The judges, Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson, were not entirely unkind.
Thank you. You can't sing, you can't dance, so what do you want me to say?
I already gave my best, and I have no regrets at all.
Good for you.
That's good. That's good. William. That's good.
That's the best attitude yet.
And, you know, I have no professional training of singing
no.
or dancing, so.
Well, there's the surprise of the century.
William, you're the best. You're the best.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, William.
Thank you, William.
In his 15 minutes of fame, Hung came out with a more fleshed-out version of She Bangs. And recorded three albums, A Metaphoric Finger to American Idol Judge Cowell, although I'm sure the guileless and spontaneous Hung never intended it that way. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so Ricky, singing his own rendition here, felt, I'm sure, very, very flattered.
I'm into nuggets, y'all.
This is a McDonald's TV commercial. Taco Bell did a similar one. Fast food rap became a fad. You get a team of your buds together with a video camera and wrap your order at the window. But it landed an 18-year-old Utah honor student and three friends a Class C misdemeanor citation.
Management at McDonald's is explaining today why it called the cops on four Utah County teens. The teens say they wrapped their order at the drive-thru window just like they'd seen on YouTube and in fast food ads.
Big Mac. I need a double cheeseburger and hold the
Big
lettuce.
Mac.
Don't be frontin' son, no seeds on the bun we be.
After the group was asked to repeat the order, they wrapped it slower, and when the crew still didn't get it, they left.
In this gorilla mom is Alexis, so all the pillow, Dr. Pepper, my brother, another for your mother, double, double, super size, and don't forget the fries.
That's about it.
I'm sorry, I only caught the double cheeseburger.
We'll slow it down for you.
Can you throw that down again?
Big Mac.
But the American Fork Police, I couldn't believe it when I read that. Does America really have fork police? Well, the incident happened in American Fork, Utah, ZIP 84003, which I suppose makes it the American Fork Police. So the Fork Police tracked the group to a high school volleyball game and issued the citation. I couldn't get their actual rap, but this is the one on YouTube they were imitating. Send me email at kloijohn@gmail.com.
Another for your mother, double, double, super size, and don't forget the
fries. One more time.
Speed this one.
And listen in Saturday, 10:01 p.m., Sunday, 3:45 p.m., or Tuesday, 9:45 a.m.
Big Mac.
Personally, I like seeds on my buns. And that's my two cents. I'm John Waugh.
Oh, you ruined the rap there.
You didn't tell me what you wanted. You said number nine. Number nine what? We got grilled and crispy. And what to drink with it.